so much way. In this very month, evening day, Sarada Purnima, our Guru Maharaj entered in Nitya Lila. So it is also so honorable day. In morning, Pujya Patravikam Maharaj and myself had told something. Now I request the Purari Maharaj to stay, glorify our Gurudev and give Pushpanjali, offering Pushpanjali by this, glorifying him. Now he will speak something about it.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Guru and Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahavana Raguna Tanditam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahavana Lalita Sri Vishakanditam Cha. Be here in the presence of so many Vaishnavas on the auspicious day of the Tirubhav Mahamahotsava of Puja Pad Bhakti Pagyan Keshav Maharaj. Sri Padmanayan Maharaj asked me to speak something in glorification of his Gurudev.
Can you stand up and come?
Can you just stand up?
Very all this
year. So, he's asked me to speak something in glorification of his Gurudev. At the same time, I never met Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, so I cannot say anything about much his concerning his personal character, but I will try to say something about the nature of our gurus in our Guru Parampara, and certainly Puja Pad Keshav Maharaj is one of the most qualified persons in that prestigious lineage. So many of us are gathered here, and Puja Pad Keshav Maharaj is guru to us from so many angles. However we think about him, we will have to think about him in terms of the word guru. He is the Guru Dev of his disciples here. He is the Nam Guru, Mantra Guru, Sannyas Guru of both Bhaktivedanta Trivikram Maharaj and Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj and others, and forgive me that I don't know so many of you, shishyas of Srila Keshav Maharaj. Then he also maybe is the Param Guru of so many disciples of Sripad Narayan Maharaj. And for us, myself, Sripad Paramadviti Maharaj and others who are disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, then Keshav Maharaj is now Guru Varga. So he is Guru to us also. So from so many angles, for all of us, today he is Guru. And every day, not just today, but today we have a great opportunity to remember this and think about the significance of such. However, from another side, the higher side, seated above us here, we have our Guru Parampara, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj, Gokrishodas Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada. Maharaj is telling, oh yes, all Chara Sampradaya, the Acharyas, Ramanuja, Madhva Nimbarka, Sri Vishnu Swami, and so forth. So from the higher side, then how will we view Keshav Maharaj? From the lower side, all of us, he is Guru. But from higher side, then we may think that he is student. But actually, student means Guru in our Sampradaya. Who is a good student of not only Guru, but Guru means Guru Parampara. This person can teach, which is the function of Guru, that which our Sampradaya is about. It is about service and about love. So our gurus are very different from so many other traditions. Everybody wants to have a guru that is in strong position and not fallen. But in one sense, we want a fallen guru who is fallen in love. This is our Sampradaya, who has fallen in love. It is said, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has made Purnamasi speak in Vidagdha Madhava, his play, a very nice verse. Tunde tandavani ratim bitanute tundavali lobdhaye. This is, in one sense, the problem about gurus. They have a difficulty, and on the basis of this difficulty, they are moving in the world. What is that? When they hear the name of Krishna, and when the name of Krishna dances on their tongue, when the holy name of Krishna enters the ear, then big problem comes. That problem is, they need so many ears and so many tongues, millions of ears and millions of tongues to take advantage of Krishna, this name. And on the basis of this necessity, so many people are coming to meet that necessity. So many so-called shishyas, so many so-called disciples, their friends, they are sent to Sri Guru from the higher side to assist him in this necessity, giving him so many tongues and so many ears to take advantage of Krishna Nam. So in our Sampradaya, our gurus have a difficulty. They have a weakness. That weakness is that they have fallen in love. And they are telling us about the weakness of the Absolute. Everyone wants to conquer the truth. But our Sampradaya is giving a secret way to do so. Our Sampradaya is telling us that the Absolute Truth has a weakness. He's a lover. And love is a weakness. And love is also the greatest strength. When we fall in love, then we have the greatest security. If we can fall in love with the Absolute Truth, we will be in the strongest position at the same time that love is weakness. So this is the secret message of our Sampradaya. They have shown a secret way to enter into the land of truth and love. And Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj is a great lover of the Absolute. And on the strength of his tears for Krishna, crying for Krishna, this is our kind of guru, simply crying, that's all. And on the strength of this crying, so many people coming to assist. And so we are all gathered here on the strength of this kind of inner necessity of Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj and others in our Guru Parampara like him. And we should try to understand this message. It is very simple. We must come to cry for Krishna. Once our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, he was asked about yoga, how to practice yoga. He said, we just cry for Krishna, that is our yoga, that's all. So this may sound very easy, but it is a little difficult. Because tadasma saram hridayam bhatedam yad grihamana hari namadeyai yad vikrite tata yathavikara nitram jalam asu raheshu harsha. This crying is not coming. That is our problem, our difficulty. Even after chanting repeatedly, tadasma saram hridayam bhatedam, because heart is very stone-like. So we, on days, occasion like this, we have the opportunity to think more seriously about this and cry to our Guru Varga, our Guru Parampara, that they can help us to become a crier, a lover for the Absolute also. That our heart may melt, that we can really take advantage of all that is present in Krishna, in Hare Krishna. So, in this way, I offer my regard to Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, who I don't know about personally very much, but I know that he is a great Paramhamsa Guru in our Guru Parampara, and we can see from the result, Phalena Parichayate, now in all over the world, his fame, Eve Jasht Gushuk Tribhuvana. It is actually all over the world, already known. But in a remote corner of the world, the Western world, a distant place, many people coming from the Western world, we think that is where things are happening. And we are coming to a remote corner in India, but it is just the opposite. So his fame is already known. Swargalok, from Swargalok and above, from Golok, all the way down, it is known. And now, some of us from a remote, very distant corner, far off place of the world, are also coming to know. That is our good fortune, that we can all be gathered here on this day to offer our regard to Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj and whole Guru Parampara. The strength, the position of Vaishnav will be evaluated more so by how he regards the higher Vaishnav than from the other side, in terms of how many people from the lower section he can bring in. In the case of Keshav Maharaj, we see personally and through his shishas, so many people from the lower section are coming in. And at the same time, such high regard he had for his Gurudev and the Guru Parampara. Even we know of one story in which he was prepared to risk his life for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada in Navadvitam. When his life was to be threatened, you have seen the picture of Keshav Maharaj. He appears somewhat similar in beautiful form to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. So when his life was in danger in Parikram, then Keshav Maharaj took the dress of sannyasi as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in case he would be assassinated, that would come on Keshav Maharaj rather than his Gurudev. But not only physical life he was ready to risk. That is a very small thing, to risk the physical life for our Gurudev. We cannot even think of that, practically. That will frighten us. But we are expected to die in another way also, more than bodily death. When Sanatana Goswami was prepared to die, give his body under the wrath cart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that is a very small thing, to give up the body. If I could get love of Krishna simply by giving up this body, I would have died 1,000 times. So another kind of death that is required. We'll die in order to live on that plane. We have to die to the killing tendency. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we have a very beautiful beginning. In Vastu Nidesh Shlok of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear Dharma Purujita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam. If we can live through the heart palpitation of this verse should give heart palpitation. Dharma Purujita Kaitavo Ta Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam. This book, this teaching is only about loving God. That means, as inhabitants of Vrindavan love God, they have no separate interest. They have a life. Life of God becomes their life, giving up all separate interest to the extreme. This is the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is very difficult for us to listen to. We want our own life, separate life. If we can live through the heart, as I say, if you give heart palpitation, oh my gosh, in this book, only the glorification of God. So, this is the death we want. Death to self-interest, and it will be replaced by interest of the real self. Interest in Radha Krishna. So the strength, therefore, of Vaishnav is how much he has regard for the higher section. This is the real evaluation. And we find that to the extreme in Keshav Maharaj, and we hope also that by coming on occasion like this with opportunity to glorify him, that we may also grow in this regard and get strength then to do any kind of work for our Guru Parampara as they may like preaching in the world. Many people can, it is not so difficult to intellectually understand the philosophy with your head and then speak and attract some people. But if you want them to stay and to go back to Godhead, you have to, it has, that has to be in the heart also with some feeling. So it may be easy to attract some followers, but it will be harder to show regard for the higher section, because in that way there can be no cheating. The higher Vaishnava is not blind. Swarup Shakti is not blind. The lower section, blind people we are bringing forward. So we may fool them, but the higher section we cannot. So the position of Vaishnava will be really evaluated by the extent to which he shows regard to the higher section. One time, some of my godbrothers came to Pujapad Sridhar Maharaj, and some of us were seated there. There was some controversy at the time, and my godbrothers came and they told Sridhar Maharaj, we love you and we respect you very highly, but these men sitting before you, they're all using you. We want to tell you. So Sridhar Maharaj said to them, so, you think I'm a fool? This is your glorification, that I cannot know who is cheating me. I need your help. So the higher section point is, we cannot fool them. We can only fool ourselves. So on occasion like this, where we have opportunity to glorify our Guru Parampara, and one great acharya in this line of three, our Guru Maharaj, Siddhar Maharaj, Keshav Maharaj, these three are going, their prachar is going all over the world. So I feel very honored, and I pray for Pujapad Keshav Maharaj's blessings and the blessings of all of his shishas and grand disciples and friends on this day.
I will request Shri Paramatmaji Maharaj, Paramatmaji Maharaj, to say something and glorify you.
Anatiminandasya Yananjanashalakaya Shakshunmiditam Jinetasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yakripatam aham vande Shri Guru Dinakaranam. Vindayai Tulasi Devai Priyai Kesavachacha Krishna Bhakti Bradi Devi Satyavachya Namo Namah. It is a great honor for me to be here together with all of you. I'm very thankful to Pujapad Srila Bhaktivedanta with sometimes meetings, but actually it took a long time for me to become aware of the importance of all the Vaishnava Acharyas. We were very submerged in the initial enthusiasm of serving our own Gurudeva Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. But Krishna is doing things in a certain way that we cannot avoid. If we get stuck in our spiritual life, something will take place so that we are mercifully pushed forward, even though it's a little bit painful sometimes because we think we should stay where we are, but it's not always that way. Anyhow, I had just recently the opportunity of going through a book by Paramapujapad Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj regarding the Mayavadi philosophy. And outstanding in this book to me was, after every chapter it says, Vaishnavas ki jai. So it was very, I could sense from this book the incredible enthusiasm and the energy emanating from the preaching of his. Just like I heard Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would go and shake somebody to take Krishna. He would take them. You don't lose that opportunity of taking Krishna Bhakti this lifetime. You can't waste your lifetime. So I felt that was coming also from Keshava Maharaj, just by after every paragraph, Vaishnavas ki jai. And the other day I was reading, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur said that we should not associate even with a person who hesitates to criticize the Mayavad. So that's pretty surprising when you hear the Vaishnavas always talking about humility and Trinata Pisunichna. But when it comes that somebody defies the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus he loses the great opportunity of the human form of life, we cannot just sit quiet there and say, Hari Bol. No. Then we have to go and say, listen what you're losing. The greatest love, the greatest wonder. And so this book gave me a little perception of who that great personality, Paramapujapad Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj, actually was. So in this regard, I wanted to read to you a verse of the Bhagavatam, which shows the importance of such personalities. Rahu ganaita tapasva tapasa na jati na chechaya nirvapanat griyatva na chandasa naiva jalagni suryair Vinamahat Padarajo Bishekam. My dear King Rahugana, unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of a pure and elevated devotee, it is impossible to develop devotion to the Supreme Lord Hari. The absolute truth cannot be realized by practicing the vows of celibacy as a brahmachari, following the tenets of household life, renouncing the comfort of home and family life, accepting full renunciation as a sannyasi, and undergoing severe penances by keeping oneself submerged in cold water in winter and standing surrounded by fire or in the scorching heat of the sun in summer,
in order to propitiate the demigods, studying the Vedas, etc. In other words, without being blessed by a pure devotee's mercy, it is impossible to learn the absolute truths or to approach the Supreme Lord. So I think that, in a way, really sums it up what the importance of such personalities are. We have to somehow get the shade of their lotus feet, the grace, the nectar flowing from their lotus lips, and to understand the real inner meaning of what they are saying. Here we have a saying in the West, which is quite interesting because it links into this aspect. It says, it doesn't matter what you know, it matters who you know. Just like when there's yasya deva pada bhakti yata deva tata guru. If we have full faith in the Shastras and in the spiritual master, then all the important things of the scriptures, they will be revealed within your heart. Not that you, like I've, some of my godbrothers, I'm surprised, they have studied so much, they've actually almost memorized many scriptures. I don't know where they take that time, I never found it yet. But they memorize it, and then they turn around and a few simple things like love and trust relationship, they cannot understand, and I cannot understand that. When you read so many books, it's all there. This is the whole message, is love and trust and serving the great devotees. So, in that sense, if we have that connection with a pure devotee and we surrender to him, then so many wonderful things come. And we are seeing that Krishna is giving that indication, he's teaching that to us in one way or another. The glory of the Vaishnavas is coming to light as time goes by. Nevertheless, I also want to humbly request you, all my friend, and that you bless us, that I may understand something of the secrets of Vaishnava Bhakti, of course above all Parama Puja Pad, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, that he will also bless us, and Pujapat Trivika Maharaj and all the assembled great souls. But also one humble request I am making to you, and that is, we should not think that it is only by the person who we know. There's something more to it. It doesn't really matter who you know, it matters what you do for him. Service relationship is 90%, if not more, in the devotional service, in the devotional line. So we may have the greatest spiritual master, or we may belong to the greatest spiritual mission, but it will depend what will we do for them, what will our contribution be there, or are we just there to see what we can get in a consumer attitude. No, we should be ready to give ourselves. And what that giving process implies, I would just want to make a humble remark in this regard. And that is, somehow or other, there has been, in the sociological situation of Western Vaishnavas in 1996, we have gone through quite some developments. Of course, in India, the devotees have a 5,000-year-old tradition as far as Vaishnava ashrams is concerned. We don't have that in the West. It's a very young thing, just developing. And we have also gone through some hard times in the separation of our spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when he departed from this world. But anyhow, somehow or other, we are celebrating today in a temple established by Parama Puja Pad, Srila Bhakti Pradyal Keshava Maharaj. And this is a place which is many significance. One of it, of course, unforgettable, is that our own spiritual master accepted the renounced order of life in this premises and then started his mission of going to the whole world and taking this message of Mahaprabhu to the fallen, the wretched souls who were absorbed in sinful life and nothing else. So therefore, we should not forget that the great souls, they also did a great job. A great service, establishing ashrams. And ashram life, for those who know that, it's one of the most difficult things to go through. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our great protector, he once wrote, the living together with other devotees sometimes appears to be unbearable. But we can only recommend to you to anyhow bear it, because the rest of the life is more unbearable. And if you're going to be out there with your television set, you're not going to get Guru's grace. No, you're just going to get flooded with all kinds of stool-like thoughts and mentalities. So we have to be at the feet of Guru and in the worship of Sri Sri Mahaprabhu, Radha Govinda Ji. We have to be there where that is going on. And that is kind of hard, these ashrams, to establish them. It is it's painful process, but it is necessary. We cannot... One of my godbrothers the other day told me, oh, the time for ashram life is out. Now we should learn how to adapt everybody by himself. I said, sorry, my friend, where did you join the movement? He said, well, in the Brooklyn temple. I said, really? Yeah, interesting. I joined in another temple. Now you go around and ask all the devotees where their devotional career started, and you bet there's some deity worship, there's some sadhana program, there's some daily classes involved where it actually started and where your spiritual life can get strength. Because without that strength, it won't work. Even though sometimes people say, oh, but I belong to a great mission, everything is fine, or I have a great spiritual master, I'm already saved. No, it's not true. We have to follow the Mahat. We have to follow to make the spiritual life successful. Srila Rupa Goswami, he said, Jano Sangat Sakto Vrite, to follow in the footsteps of the great souls, and to look what they did. Srila Paramapujapat, Bhakti Rakak Srila Maharaj, he was a back-pushing person according to his own description. Nevertheless, he opened, I don't know how many, six temples or seven. And everyone, and Keshava Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, and Madhava Maharaj, Paramapuja Maharaj, all these great souls, what did they do? They went out and worked so hard for Srila Prabhupada. And they established the places to take shelter in. So, in this way, I think we have a lot of service to do, and the most wonderful thing about this, when we get absorbed in that service according to the wishes of our Guru Deva, our mind will be controlled. Because the Western mind, to control it, well, I can only judge by myself, and I must admit, that's a difficult thing to accomplish, you know. This Western mind, my goodness, no? We don't forget, we were brought up with competition, sense gratification, pornography, envy. It was just unbelievable how some Vaishnava saints could come and pull us out of there. There's no way to explain that scientifically except by this verse we just heard. We get the dust of the lotus feet of a devotee on our head, and we smear our whole body with it, and we are ready to act in such a way that they are pleased with us, then all the good fortune will come to us and to all of those who will come in contact with you. That is the most wonderful thing which I have been able to appreciate, and I think then all the other blessings which Guru Deva has in store for you, they will trickle down in the internal side of you. Gradually you start to realize, wait a second, I have nothing to do with this material world. This is a place to waste time. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he gave the analogy that this material world is like a bathroom. And we are just here, we have a business to do. Not so happy business, bathroom business. But we are here now, let's do it and get out of here real fast. And that's the spirit which I have been able to appreciate from our Gaudiya Math family. Hare Krishna.
Having not heard from Siddharth, from Madhavati Maharaj, I will reflect now.
Not a loss. आप कृपया गुरु जी के सम्मुख में
appearance and disappearance. of Vaishnava is of the same merit, I am told. Of the same merit. No sorrow, no grief in disappearance, and no sorrow in birth or appearance. All of the same merit. But it is impossible for me to understand. Then, how can I speak of it? How can I explain it to you if I am ignorant of that? Both the same, love and rapture. It is not possible for me to understand. So I cannot understand the true situation of disappearance. Another thing, we are always after judging sampradaya. Sarve brahmaja brahmana. But is that all of us are Brahman? Why some call Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra? Being a descendant of the same parent, same father, why there is difference? The difference is on the judgment of quality. Not by birth it can be had. All of us are not Brahmins. So the disciples are the descendants of the Sampradaya is not true. But we have got the position of the quality of Gurudev, certainly he is the descendant, true descendant. And how it will be taught? It will not by accepting the mantra from the any disciple of the Gurudev. He cannot claim that I belong to that sampradaya. We are trying to serve him, serve our divine master. But this service is not possible for a true devotee. Is he a false devotee? But everyone should try to devote himself, his self, own self, or his or all belongings. Who can devote everything of him is called true devotee. The more one wanting, the more shortage, the more we are remote from his service. So merely by accepting chant mantras from Gurudev is not the position, will not be the position of pure devotion. Everyone differs, because difference is the nature of this universe
and also in him. Not all of the same, all are not of the same merit. My divine master, everyone wants to praise his divine master. No one is willing to hear defame of him. This is a qualification, good qualification for a disciple. There is no wrong in the Gurudeva. But there are scriptures, Guru Rupi Avaliptasya Karja Karja Majanata Utpata Pratipannasya Paritayago Vidhyate. How it is possible? It is contradictory. Guru Rupi Avaliptasya. Why such order? Paritayago Vidhyate. This should be very carefully judged. There is a depth of thinking in this point. Moving on the surface is not the proper situation. Who can understand the true feeling of Guru Parapadma? Is a pure desire. My Gurudev, one example was said, my good Ram, Ram, tumi kothay giyachhile? It is asking, Ram, where did you go? When it is in this tone, it is simple asking. But if I utter, Ram, where did you go? This is not simple asking. This is objection. This is objection. I object this. Why did you go out without informing me, without taking permission of me? So, scriptures can be quoted in favor of anybody. But it is not the true lesson. Jasya deve para bhakti, jatha deve tatha guru, tatui tasyaite kohita jatha apakasante mahatmana. The true aspect can be assured by that parabhukti to that Guru Pad Padma. Everything is very difficult. It is not so easy as we think. To serve him, to serve the Divine Master is also very difficult. The beloved disciple can understand the inner principle of him, but I am not so beloved. This is my ill fate. So I pray the beloved disciples to be gracious on me so that I can understand the true principle of my group, Divine Master. That's all. That's all.
Jnananjana-salakaya Chakshurunumilitam jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha kalpataruhyasya kripasindhukhyai vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo mahavadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratise gurave gaurachandraya radhikayai tadalaye krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tadabhaktaya namo.
मैं सबसे पहले अस्मदीय परमाराध्यतम नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाश विष्णु भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज जी के चरणों में अपनी हृदय की अंतर हृदय की भावनाओं के साथ उनके चरणों में पुष्पांजलि अर्पित कर रहा हूं. I know here most of all you are English knowing persons, but also there are some persons, those who don't know English. So I want to tell in Hindi first then, and I request Sripad Ramchandra Prabhu to speak in Hindi, translate my person in Hindi, in English. So मैं गुरुजी के संबंध में कुछ हिंदी में बोलूं.